Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
So, President Milei of Argentina, speaking to the World Economic Forum, telling them the West is drifting towards socialism, communism, and collectivism, and it's losing its way. And I said that at the end of his speech, it goes on for about 29 minutes, you can find it online. I said that, I told you what he said, so we're going to play just about 20 seconds of the very end of President Milei's speech. Have a listen.
Do not surrender to the advance of the state. The state is not the solution. The state is the problem itself. You are the true protagonists of this story. And rest assured that as from today, Argentina is your staunch, unconditional ally. Thank you very much, and long live freedom. Damn it.
Long live freedom. Damn it. But at the beginning, he pointed the finger at them and said, rather slyly, the West is sliding towards socialism and communism, and it's always proven to be a failure as far as responsibility toward human rights and really a good life for people. And it is. Communism and socialism is political garbage. Send me another one. Roy@RoyGreenShow.com. I can take it. It is. Get that last clip ready again. Tom, just get it ready. I want to hear it again. I want our listeners to hear it again. This is President Milei of Argentina, who was just months before he was elected in November considered unelectable.
Do not surrender to the advance of the state. The state is not the solution. The state is the problem itself. You are the true protagonists of this story. And rest assured that as from today, Argentina is your staunch, unconditional ally. Thank you very much, and long live freedom. Damn it.
That's clever. That is so clever. You know, that's the right hand shaking your other right hand, and the left hand's going in your pocket. So, we had scheduled an interview with Duff Conacher, who's on the air with us reasonably often. Well, once every few months we talked to Duff from Democracy Watch. And what we were going to talk to Duff about, and we will talk about it this half hour and we'll take your calls, is the continuing debate about Justin Trudeau's $84,000 vacation. So, what? All right, now let's do this first. Before I do that, we have a couple of clips we want to play for you. Play the here's Mary Dawson, who was the ethics commissioner, first to convict Trudeau of violation of the Conflict of Interest Act when he wandered off for his Bahamian vacation with the Trudeau family friend, the Aga Khan, and Mary Dawson, who was not exactly a firebrand, said, "No, actually, Aga Khan wasn't your friend. He was your dad's friend. And the Aga Khan's foundation actually lobbies the Canadian government for money. So when the Prime Minister of Canada gets a vacation that's paid for by the Aga Khan, while the Aga Khan's foundation is lobbying Canada for money, look, either you don't know how to spell ethics or you just don't give a damn about ethics." I tweeted the other day that in the House of Commons in Canada's Parliament, perhaps for a while, we should shelve the word ethics, because not too many of them seem to understand what it is. Here's Mary Dawson.
Section 11 is the most commonly requested information about. It's the gift provision. And effectively, he received in the judgment, in my judgment at the time, a gift from somebody, a gift of a holiday on a private island.
Yeah, it's a gift. It's a gift for a holiday on a private island. And I really enjoyed, and I would love to speak with Mr. Trudeau. I'd love an interview with him. Mr. Trudeau, I'll give you 3 hours, just you and me in the studio. I'd love to do that. Just have some questions that many Canadians would like answered. Anyway, so Mr. Trudeau said about his great Jamaican vacation with this at this wonderful resort 5,000 square foot property. He said, I'm paraphrasing, we just did what many other Canadians did. We spent our Christmas with friends. Well, first of all, was the Green family there? That's those are the Trudeau family friends that own this place. Was the Green family there with you? Because if you're spending your Christmas with friends, they should be there. We're somewhat confused about how this all went anyway, because initially the PMO said the Trudeau family was paying for the vacation, and they came back and they said, no, they're not. It seems like they didn't learn very much from the Bahaman or Bahamian experience. Anyway, we have a clip. I think this is from Mr. Trudeau in Parliament talking about one of his grand vacations.
I went away with my family and my kids to stay with friends that we have known for decades in a place that I have stayed at many times over the past decades since I was 1 year old, Mr. Speaker.
And long live freedom, damn it.
Oh, man, it's too good. Tom, you're a genius. Tom Craig is technical producer and call screener. He's just a genius on the other side of the glass. Did that in no time. So I was going to call him friend, but I'm going to drop that now because he's not available. Hope you're okay, Duff. Hope nothing untoward is going on. But he's our friend, the co-founder of Democracy Watch. So I have something here I'm going to read to you from Duff about Mr. Trudeau's vacation and the involvement of the new ethics commissioner, well, the interim ethics commissioner. And my question was to Duff by way of email, why would the PMO, why would Mr. Trudeau go to the ethics commissioner before going on the vacation to find out if it's ethically appropriate? Isn't it something the ethics commissioner should do after the vacation, and that is investigate? So Duff answers, to answer your question, all public office holders are advised to check with the ethics commissioner's office in advance of accepting any gift or benefit to find out whether the commissioner thinks the gift or benefit complies with the ethical law. To give you some background points, listen to this, folks. The House Ethics Committee, they have a bunch of people who know about ethics. They're on the committee. The House Ethics Committee should have approved the motion to request all the documentation of what the Prime Minister and his office told the interim ethics commissioner, because the Trudeau cabinet handpicked the commissioner, and so he should not be trusted to reveal exactly what happened in this or any other situation involving the cabinet. Makes sense, doesn't it? If you've been handpicked by the Prime Minister and the Cabinet to be the Ethics Commissioner interim, and it's a damn good paying job, and there's a 7-year term waiting if they make it permanent, maybe you're just going to be a little more generous in your assessment of the behavior of the PM. Duff goes on, also the federal ethics law only requires the Commissioner's advice to the Prime Minister or other office holders to be kept confidential. Advice. So the commissioner and the PM are allowed to disclose and should immediately disclose the records of the information the PM provided about his family Jamaica trip, the date the information was given, and whether the information was changed at a later date. If the commissioner and the PM don't disclose these records, Canadians can justifiably conclude, listen to this, that it's a cover-up. Finally, writes Duff Connor to me, The PM and other public office holders are not required to be honest with the commissioner when seeking advice about gifts or benefits. They are required to be honest when disclosing their assets and liabilities to the commissioner. But to repeat, they are not required to be honest with the commissioner when seeking advice about gifts or benefits. It gets better. It gets better, ladies and gentlemen. It gets better. It gets better. And here's where it gets better. And public office holders, all right? Public office holders are allowed to accept gifts in secret. In secret from friends, no matter how valuable the gift is. So if they don't tell anybody, it's not obvious. And it's more than a bottle of scotch at Christmas or a pair of slippers or something, whatever the hell it is. You don't have to tell anybody. It's okay. It's ethically fine. As long as you don't tell anybody. So let me explain to you and let me translate for you what that means. It means if they don't get caught. That's what that means. They are allowed to accept gifts in secret from friends, no matter how valuable the gift is. And Duff goes on, these are serious flaws in the rules that should be corrected by requiring them to be honest and by setting low limits on all gifts, including gifts from friends. You can check it out on democracywatch.ca. Okay. 1-800-263-2428. 1-800-263-2428. Call me now. Do you believe that we have the straight goods? Do you believe we have the truth from the Prime Minister and the Prime Minister's office about his Jamaica Christmas vacation? He was doing what so many other Canadians are doing, spending Christmas with friends. Do you believe we have the truth from the Prime Minister and the Prime Minister's office about his grand Jamaican Christmas vacation, which cost $84,000? You do know, don't you, that the average salary of Canadians annual is below $84,000. You know that old cliche? I may have been born at night, but it wasn't last night. I just have to read you this again, damn it, because I'm starting to sound like Mealy. Because it just bugs me so much. This is Duff Conacher's writing. The PM and other public office holders are not required to be honest with the commissioner when seeking advice about gifts or benefits. They are required to be honest when disclosing their assets and liabilities to the commissioner. However, they are allowed to accept gifts in secret from friends, no matter how valuable the gift is. I don't know if your spine's tingling, but mine is. 1-800-263-2428. Are we being told the truth about Mr. Trudeau's grand Jamaican Christmas vacation? If we have members of Parliament listening in, don't you be afraid to call. Nancy's in New Westminster, British Columbia. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Roy.
Thank you for calling.
I might just be a little old lady of 62 with a disability, but I was brought up in a time where we told the truth, where we were honest with people. And what really, really worries me is what our kids are seeing and hearing. We want our kids to be honest. We want our kids to tell the truth. But yet, they see the leaders of our country and the leaders of the country down south, or the wannabe leaders of our country down south, who has never told the truth in their lives. And yet, we want our children to be honest and open and tell the truth. Come on, Canadians. Come on, Americans. Give your head a shake. And Roy, keep doing the...
Oops. You're still there? Nancy, sorry. You there?
Yeah, I'm
okay,
here.
Okay, carry on.
Are we missing all this?
No. We just missed the last couple of seconds.
Oh, okay. I am still here. Just, you know, I don't know what part we missed, but Americans, Canadians, give your head a shake. Roy, you're doing a great job. Please keep up the good work. Please keep the politicians honest on both sides, because there are those of us out here who are old-fashioned enough to appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Nancy. Thanks so very much. I'll do what I can, and you'll do what you can. We will all do what we can. Staying in British Columbia, Jeff, what's your take?
Well, I honestly couldn't agree more with your previous caller, Nancy, who's also from New Westminster. I wish I could say I was surprised, but I'm not. I do not believe that Mr. Trudeau is telling the truth. He tends to stonewall when he's actually confronted with something inconvenient like facts. This is the most scandal-plagued government in my lifetime. And unfortunately, I don't see it improving. I also want to commend you, Roy, for pushback against some of Donald Trump's more fanatical supporters. You're absolutely right. He is a candidate for office. He is not God, but unfortunately, too many people who support him act like he is.
Yeah, well, Jeff, I'm fresh out of halos, so I don't have any to distribute. Thank you so much for your call. I really appreciate that so much. Richard is in Ancaster, Ontario. Richard, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, we got time. You got a minute. Richard, go for
it. Hey, Roy.
Go for it.
Quickly. I think it's going to be a lot more than $84,000. That was just for the price of the villa. What about all the free food and booze he probably got? And also all the other amenities, all the other freebies that he got down there. The cost of the two planes that they had to send down there and all the security.
But he spent Christmas just like...
are struggling. The arrogance of this man is unbelievable.
Richard, I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. But he spent Christmas just like so many other Canadians. Play it. Play it, Tommy, play it.
And long live freedom. Damn it.
Okay, let's roll it out.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.